Good evening, everyone. Today is Tuesday, August 18th. This is the regularly scheduled monthly meeting of the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission on Zoom. Okay, welcome everybody. We'll call the meeting to order and we'll start by the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. Will the clerk please call the roll? Karen, you there?
Yep, I'm here. Ted Estuan.
Here.
Steve Jalowick.
Here.
Dave Kupchansky.
Here.
Raul Sanchez.
Here.
Albert Miskiewicz.
Here.
Glenn Stevens.
Here.
Ray Sadlick.
Here.
Cindy Nopick.
Here.
Thanks, Karen. Additions, deletions, and corrections to the agenda. I do have one adjustment to the agenda. I would like to move under new business, under 9A. I'd like to move Home Depot up from C to number A and speak to them first. Okay, that's the only adjustment I have. There's no additions and deletions or corrections. That's the only adjustment I have. I move to adjust that accordingly. Is there a second?
Second.
And seconded? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Okay. We'll move that to A and C. We'll just reverse. Okay, item number 5, communications. For the record, I do not have any this evening. Number 6, public portion. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to address the commission at this time? Anyone from the public who wishes to address the commission?
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Pamela.
Okay, I'm not really sure. I've never been in one of these meetings. So this is regarding 18 Olivia Street with a proposed tenant. I'm not sure where that falls in this meeting.
It'll fall under a new business. That's what we're going to talk. If you want to say, okay. Since it's not a public hearing, it won't be open from comments from the public. If you like to address the commission about something on the agenda, go right ahead.
Okay. So now just.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman, I believe she's the realtor representing the owner of the property.
Okay. Yeah. You can speak during that.
During that portion of the meeting.
Okay.
Just let me know.
All right. Yeah. Got it.
Thank you.
Anybody else from the public?
Yes.
Anybody else?
Yes, my name is Mark Carfalo, 95 Academy Hill Road. I want to speak on the new item 9A regarding Home Depot and the removal of the trees. I just want to remind the board that that berm and the buffer that is there is was a condition of the approval of the zoning nearly 20 years ago. And I think that this board has seen in the past few years people just doing whatever they want and then come back in after the fact and try to fix it up. And in this case and in all the cases that you've been dealing with, I think that you need to make sure that the rules are followed. That's why you're there. And don't forget, the back end of Home Depot building was put onto Main Street because they couldn't fit the front of the building. So the buffer was there to maintain a positive sight line and not the back of the loading dock of Home Depot. So they've been a good neighbor to the city, and it's great that they're here, but that was part of the planning and zoning information. And I remember very well that whole discussion of the berm was a major discussion. The current city engineer was involved in it then. And I want to reiterate and remind them of their role and responsibility in this to maintain that buffer, including the height of the buffer, because it looks like that buffer was lowered in the last couple days, and to maintain that. And I specifically remember council Dwight Merriam reminding us that we were not Westport, and that was basically the way he treated us at that time. But your job is to protect the city's interest and to make sure that approval is upheld and that they do the right thing. I'm confident that they will, but I just want to remind everyone that it's not an option. That was part of the approval. So I thank you for your time and appreciate your consideration on this matter.
Thanks, Mark. Anybody else from the public? Okay, with that, we'll close the public portion. And Dave, you're in view again. Thank God we got the top half. Okay, that's a good thing. All right, just want to let you know.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to approval of minutes from the 6/16/20 regular meeting. I sent those out to everybody today. Did anybody have a chance to look at it? And if so, I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes, the meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Made and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Next, receipt of applications. There are no new applications before us this evening, so we'll move on to new business. 117 Main Street, Home Depot. Informal discussion on the removal of the trees along Main Street. Is there somebody from Home Depot to address the commission at this time?
Yes, Kiasha Good. I'm here along with my colleague Whitney. She's on the call as well.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Hi there, this is Whitney. I'm on as well.
Yep, we can hear you also.
Okay, Kay, were you able to send the presentation to anybody over there at the commission?
I'm trying to upload it right now. I just received it in the last 2 minutes, so.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Just briefly, Home Depot is our client. We were asked to kind of clean up that front bed area there. There's a lot that goes on there. There was a lot of overgrowth, a lot of overgrowing onto the light poles and onto the sidewalks and things like that. So we decided to go ahead, and I did speak with Carlo early on into the project and Carlo to start this project. So that's what we started. As soon as Andrew's able to upload the PowerPoint, we kind of talk over some points and go over exactly the work that we will.
Okay, while we're waiting to get the PowerPoint uploaded so we can screen share and see it while Mark's working on that, I just wanted for Kiasha and Whitney, I just want to let you know, Mark Arfalo, who did speak in the public portion, that was a condition of approval that you come before the commission to do any work there at Home Depot, and Home Depot knew this. When it first started going on that you were clearing out, we let the clearing go ahead for all the reasons you just noted, that it was a mess, it was overgrown, it needed to be cleaned up. But before moving forward, this commission, you have to come back before this commission to show, because the planting plan that you might want to put in might not be what we wanted to see during the original. I happen to be around during the original condition of approval. I think a few board members were. So we're very sensitive to that area and what goes on in that area, especially with the widening of Route 34 and that berm, because it's a protected berm. I believe it's sealed because it was a manufacturing facility, Farrell's, before that. So we know that there's some sealing going on there. We want to make sure that that membrane isn't disrupted in any way, shape, or form. So that's where we're very, very sensitive to what goes on in that area, just to let you folks know.
Thank you for that background information. So once you get that uploaded, we do have a kind of like a plan schedule there for you guys to review. Hopefully we can come to some kind of agreement today. Hold on one moment, I have a plane flying overhead. Sorry about that. But some of the plans that you guys actually have in the original plan schedule, just so you know, you're going to run into problems moving forward. You know, with the overgrowth, there was dead and decaying trees. You guys had pine trees in there. I don't know if you guys know, but pine trees naturally give off a chemical that kill anything that's planted around them. There was transient people living in there. We've had to call on 3 to 4 occasions. We've had to call the ambulance. for people ODing in there. It was just, not only is it some of those trees, like I said, weren't really a good idea to have in there just because of how they react next to the other plant life, but you guys also had transient people in there constantly, needles, all kinds of things. So we're very excited to go over the plant schedule. And again, like I said, hopefully we can come to some kind of an agreement because we do want to put a barrier in there. We absolutely agree that there should be a barrier there.
Okay, see that. Mark, how are we doing on sharing the video? I saw it was on and then off. Oh, beautiful.
Can you see it now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so I mean, the next slide here is what we received as the original. Oh, can you guys go to the next slide?
Sorry.
No problem.
Just click on it, Mark. It'll be easier.
Trying to. It's not.
Just click on two, if you can move your mouse. Yeah. There you go.
There you go. So that's the original planning schedule. And as Mark had mentioned, not everything there obviously. Yep. Oh, I didn't know if anybody was saying something. As Mark mentioned before, this is the original planning schedule here. Not all of the trees that you see in this photo were actually removed in the area that we were working in. Once we took a look at this versus what was the current conditions prior to us cutting down anything, we realized some of these trees are actually weren't there. And Mark had mentioned that they were planted elsewhere, so that makes a lot of sense. If you go to the next slide, that's the Google Earth view of what that area looked like before the trees were taken out. And that's when we did our comparison into identifying, you know, what was really there and what wasn't there compared to the original planting. If you go to the next slide, that will actually show you anything with an orange circle around it were things that actually were not there according to that aerial view. And when we started removing trees, there was also a crab apple that was there. That's the filled in orange circle there. That actually was there, that wasn't showing on the map. If you go to the next one, that's a more accurate review of of what we actually removed. If you were to actually do a count of the trees, the following slide will show you the ground conditions prior to us cutting anything down. The following slide just goes over a review of the concerns of why we went in there to do that, what the project was. As Kay mentioned, that was something that was actually approved by Carlos and the mayor. So we apologize that we didn't know we had to go come in front of the commission, but I'm glad we're able to talk now. Wow. The following slide will actually show you what it looks like right now after we've cut down the trees. We could go to the next slide. This is actually shows you what it actually looks like today. The next slide will actually show you the plant schedule that we have. So this will be a lot neater. You'll still have the barrier to plant. Are going to be either a Cloud 9 dogwood or in comparison a Bradford pear. In between the every three trees, we would like to put in burning bushes. And we will be keeping some of the existing trees that are there more towards where the Home Depot sign is, where the mulch bed is. There are six American arborvitaes, and behind that there's a fence line that has emerald arborvitaes. Those will stay there. But we are looking to keep that barrier there. It'll be much more maintainable. Transient people will not be able to hide out in there. And it'll be aesthetically more pleasing as well as carbon conscious. So we don't have to worry about any kind of trees trying to release chemicals to kill off the other trees or anything like that. All of the plants here are co-adhesive to living together. The following slide will actually show you how tall these trees will go to, as well as their width, and a little bit more information about the plants that we picked. But that's a very, very quick overview of what our plans are for that area of Home Depot.
Okay, a question I have is, have you coordinated or taken a look at any of the plans that the state has for Route 34 widening, which is going to take place shortly, to see how it affects anything that you will plant there, that it doesn't have to be moved again, or how close any walkways or anything will be towards those plantings?
We have not gotten our hands on there, but everything that we have in place can be moved if it needs to be.
Well, the reason why I'm asking the question is you don't have to do it twice. If you have an open space now, and pretty much we knew it was overgrown. We knew there were overgrown trees. And when it was presented to me that, there's an issue there, you were taking trees down. You know, we're all for that and the maintenance. It's been 20 years since the tree's been there, but we want something that's not only aesthetically pleasing there and gets accomplished what this commission wanted to do way back when, is that you don't have to dig them up and move them again, to move them twice. Kind of like if they're going to grow for 2 years or 3 years by the time the Route 34 widening does happen, we don't want to have to go out and upset them and move them again. I know they can be, as you stated, but we want to make sure that it doesn't have to get done twice.
Absolutely. In regards, I meant the where they are on the site map, we can push them. So obviously, if that's something that is approved, we would prefer to definitely see those plans so we can make sure mathematically we have everything in a position where it makes sense. So definitely appreciate that. And if there's anybody on the commission that has a copy of those, definitely please send them to me.
I can, Mr. Chairman, I can forward a copy of the latest plans of the 34 widening to
please
these folks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ryan. Now, I have a question. Ryan, is this the first time that you're seeing this evening?
Yes, and a couple things to keep in mind, Mr. Chairman. First of all, as Mark noted, this was an integral part of the approval that was granted in 2000. It was a big part of the discussion. And in addition to the approval, the site plan approval that was granted for this with the plantings in place, there was a restrictive covenant put on the land records associated with that as well. So there, any modifications to that, and I'm going to lean a little bit on council for this, but any modifications to that planting area obviously have to get approval from this commission in the form of a modification of their site plan approval, but also may have other considerations given the restrictive covenant that's on the land records.
That's correct.
So I'm not sure, Barbara, what the vehicle for the modification of that restrictive covenant is, if that requires anything from the Board of Aldermen or anything along those lines as well.
That might. I think that's something I'm going to have to look into, but they would really have to come in with an application to modify.
Well, not only that, this is the first time we're seeing this, so we've had no opportunity to have our engineering group or somebody with more intelligence at looking at what they're looking to plant, if this will work or if it's in our best interest, and I'd at least like to have the city's engineer and planner take a look at this to see, okay, now we have a plan, let's take a look at it and let's see what their opinion is for the plan, and also whether we have to modify a restrictive covenant or not and how they go about doing that. There's other things to take into consideration besides just waving a magic wand saying, yep, this looks good, go ahead and plant it.
We had sent, to speak on that, we sent that information over to Carlo months prior to starting this project. I never received a response from him. I then received a call from him asking for a site plan, and I sent to him, still no response. Then that's when the mayor had called and Carlo had also called and asked us to stop performing the work. He then spoke to the owner of the company and they gave him the okay. So, I mean, I apologize on our behalf.
Okay.
If you guys didn't get the plans.
We did not.
I'm sorry. I do have emails that I did send to Carlo.
The, The first I heard about this was the day that you were cutting trees down.
I'm sorry for that. I reached out to your office.
That's okay.
Yeah, I reached out to the office numerous times to get in contact with him. I followed up with sending him an email a couple of times, no response. So, you know, and then I got a phone call that it was okay. So we went ahead and started the work.
Okay.
Hey, Ted.
Yes.
Can I just give them two comments? Because obviously we're not going to do anything.
Right.
Prove this, but I have had two concerns that I wanted them to consider. One, all those trees that you're planting appear to be deciduous. They're not evergreen. And so the landscape intent, and again, the commission didn't pick those trees. They were picked by a landscape architect or whoever for Home Depot. But part of that concern was to have a year-round screen of that area, and the deciduous trees won't, those trees that you pick won't give us that same type of mix of coverage. And the second thing, what I didn't see covered there, and I only heard this from a comment from a citizen, and I unfortunately did not check it out myself. Did you make any adjustments to the monument that's along the sidewalk on Main Street?
To my knowledge, we did not make any adjustments to it. I will contact my foreman who is on site, who was on site today. I do not believe that we made any changes, though.
Okay. So just so for clarification, that monument is important part of the history here in Derby and is part of the, I believe, all part of that site plan, original site plan approval.
Absolutely. We will keep it. Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yes, sir.
Just about the monument, and Ryan may be able to speak to this as well. I believe the monument, as part of the 34 widening, is being relocated somewhere else within the project. So even if there were some modification to the, let's say, the landscaping around that, it's most likely going to be relocated as part of the 34 project. So,
Drew, that's a good point you brought up, and that kind of dovetails into what I said before. I don't want them to go ahead and do something now, plant around it, clean up the monument, do whatever they do to the monument, and then we're going to pick it up and move it, especially if it's somewhere on that site, which I believe it is, more towards the corner. It might behoove them to move it now. I'm just trying to think out of the box here. I don't want to do things twice. And you don't want to upset an area, especially since it's been sealed by a membrane because there was Farrell's Corporation before too many times. I mean, how many times do you want to dig into that? Okay, I don't know where that actually sits in the berm. I know it's not too deep in the parking lot or under Home Depot because we had an issue where a hot dog truck wanted to be a vendor in front of Home Depot, and they wanted to bury the electrical cable out to the hot dog truck, and they couldn't do it because they couldn't dig down even a foot to bury the cable because they would interfere with that membrane. So that's real. We have to be very cognizant of what's being done there. And I don't think Kyesh and Whitney even knew that, judging from what I hear.
No, we were not given much information at all. We reached out numerous times.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments from any commission members?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
To address Mr. Garfalo's point, you know, stating that our commission needs to enforce this. It sounds like there was communications earlier with the zoning or former zoning enforcement officer, and it sounds to me like there was a breakdown somewhere in the city's behalf on this. Or am I reading that wrong? Or, I mean, it's bothering me that now.
I think you're reading it 100% correct. There was a breakdown of communication between the zoning enforcement officer who's supposed to be knowledgeable of this to enforce the zoning. And by the way, Kyesha is no longer our zoning enforcement officer. So just to let you know.
So okay, thank you.
Is there someone that she can go to now for guidance on this? Is how is the city assisting in this process? Because we as a commission meet monthly. You know, we're very seldom approached individually. We rely on the zoning enforcement officer, and we rely on the city office to enforce regulations, the building department, the zoning enforcement officer. And, you know, just to address Mr. Garfalo's comments, you know, here we are doing something in hindsight once again. and I just want to make sure that there's someone providing the proper guidance on how to move this forward, whether it's the city engineer or the or someone.
We will we'll work with both Ryan and with Corp Counsel with Barbara to make sure Home Depot and Kayasha and her folks have the accurate information as whatever they need to move this thing forward. And really, for the purposes of a business and continuity, we'll try to make that happen quickly. We'll get whatever research we need to do and find out whatever steps they have to do to modify that restrictive covenant and the site plan and get it back to you folks as soon as we can. But I think we can commit to that with working with Ryan and Barbara to get that information and make sure we advise everybody properly. But to be fair, this is the first I'm seeing these slides tonight too. And I think, kudos to Kayasha and her team. And I spoke to her boss earlier this week for trying to do a fire drill to get this all together. The guidance was not there previously for them. And certainly the communication to you folks was not there. So we'll pick it up and hopefully keep everybody moving and make sure everybody's satisfied with the final plan.
Saw this. I drive by there every day on the way to work, and when I first saw it, I asked someone who I thought was reliable, who remained nameless, and they advised it was part of the widening of 34. And I was like, "Well, that's kind of strange that they're cutting trees down now and not even doing anything else." But didn't give it a second thought, and it's upsetting to me that I might have missed the ball on this a little bit, but. Not bringing it up sooner, but again, I was not aware of it until the trees. I came home and the trees were gone.
Ted, can I just interject to
sure.
What Glenn mentioned and has a bigger impact? Drew, until we have a zoning enforcement officer, I think the city needs to make it clear as to who, it's not just Home Depot, it's what if anybody has zoning enforcement issues? I think we need to make it clear, both as a commission and from the city point of view, is who's standing in for that position until we get that all worked out.
So we've had those conversations, and as of now, all those correspondents that come into the building office and to Lisa, who obviously is the clerk for your board, essentially, and the staff on site, those are all being forwarded directly to Ryan and Ted, and they're acting appropriately. But again, we hope that you guys are not without that type of guidance for much longer than another couple weeks here. We're working on regional solutions and trying to find a capable, competent person to fill that role for you guys that's gonna work well with the board, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else? Any comments from any other commission members? Dave, you can comment as long as you don't stand up.
This is clearly a site plan modification, and as such, we need an engineer plan, an engineered stamp plan that's going to certify what improvements are going to be made there. I mean, it's a travesty that this clear cutting has taken place on this property before planning and zoning were aware of any of it. Also, be aware in the manager there from Home Depot should be aware that Lorero Engineering is in charge of the maintenance and the breaching of the membrane, which is under the entire site, so that any kind of penetration of that membrane, you have to go through Lorero Engineering. But again, if you go through site plan modification with an engineered plan, the engineer will know this. The site plan and special exception is on file in the town clerk's office. It's really no excuse that nobody knew about it because it's there. And as Mayor Garfalo pointed out, the berm and the plantings were a very, very important aspect of this project to screen the loading area, which you have them back. And I'm sure that Home Depot is not proud of what they see on Main Street right now, nor are any of the motorists who are traveling through Derby. Those comments have been made to all of us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, Dave, it's clear cut from what I'm hearing that they've made attempts for months to come and get direction from the city and by rights, they went to the right
They only had to look at their own records, Mr. Chairman. They only had to look at their own records.
But they were given, they weren't given any information. Nobody supplied to them. They basically, they're, from what I understand, they're subcontracted to Home Depot. Is that correct, Kayesha? You're on mute.
That is correct.
Okay, yes. So again, Home Depot should have known to supply them with the information in lieu of not getting any response from the city. So there was a massive breakdown in communication here to get to this point. And regardless of where we are now, we knew that things were overgrown there. They were grown for 20 years and they're growing into each other. And it was really a mess. It was doing its job to screen Home Depot, but it was a mess, as you put. But there has to be a plan in place, an engineered plan, and there's other steps that have to take before things, a shovel can go in the ground to actually plant something that you can be proud of and that we can be proud of.
And part of Home Depot's approval back 20 years ago was to maintain that front planting area, which obviously they had let go.
Right.
Okay. Okay. We love you, Home Depot and Derby, but you still have to follow the rules.
Well, good news is we just obtained these sites at the end of last year, which is why we took on this project. We are new to Home Depot, and we are all about going green and keeping things nice and pretty and neat and free of suckers and all of the above. So, we're looking forward to working with you guys as well.
We're very much
Whitney, did you want to say something?
Yeah, we're very much in line as well to go through engineering, get the seal of approval, make sure we have a year-round barrier that makes sense, as well as make sure that the town is proud of what they see, and then maintaining it moving forward as long as we have the contract. So, but we are, was mentioned, we are subcontracted and we're here on behalf of Home Depot. So we will make sure that they know that the commission and the town is not happy that, you know, that this took place, and hopefully they can make a more secure note in case we don't have the contract anymore. Any future subcontractor knows the correct procedures and how important it is to everybody.
Yeah, it's kind of disheartening that a cease and desist letter was sent out by our engineer to you folks for those reasons, and attached to that letter were the covenants and the restrictions and the original approval 20 years ago, and nobody from the Home Depot, as much as we love, took the time to actually show up at the meeting today. And it's just concerning to me as a taxpayer and as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission that I can remember this far back that we took painstaking steps to make sure things were done properly to give us what we needed, the town, and then they didn't take the time to provide you with the proper details in lieu of not getting support from the CEO, or B, showing up at the meeting themselves. And so that's kind of disheartening. And I just want to make that comment for the public record.
Yeah, well, we just want to let everybody know that, you know, while we did not get the plans, the store manager was planning to be here today, but he had an emergency, a family emergency. So we will let them know. I don't know if there's going to be another meeting or not, but we can try to make sure if the store manager can't be there, maybe someone from corporate can be on the phone.
Yeah, that would be nice. Since these are all phone-in meetings, it doesn't hurt to just join a meeting for a half an hour and then get off the meeting when you're done.
Absolutely.
So, a lot easier now. Any other comments from any commission members? Any other concerns for Kayesha and Whitney? Take back with them. Ryan, do you have anything yet, or you want to wait to see the plans and review them?
Well, a couple things, you know, procedurally, and again, this is something I'll review with Barbara, but you have essentially a approved site plan that's been violated. So at the end of the day, the option A would be to simply require Home Depot to go about replanting in accordance with the approved plan. So they essentially replant what was approved. Option B, which I think they're going to be pursuing, is a site plan modification for something that is different than what they approved. So that will have to take form in a separate application. We'll have to figure out the form of which it will have to occur in, whether it's a special exception or a site plan application requiring a public hearing, perhaps. And we'll work out those details in the meantime, presuming that that is going to be forthcoming.
Okay. Barbara, do you have anything to add?
I agree with everything Ryan just said.
Okay.
He and I are usually on the same page.
Okay, Kayesh and Whitney, you guys got this? I think. You're both on mute.
And yeah,
I
mean,
I can't see you, so if you just nodded, that would have been okay.
sorry.
That's okay.
We're taking meeting minutes from this, and then as well as we're going to do a deep dive and make sure that the proper procedures are followed. And,
thank you.
We can get everything certified.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
You do the same.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. Olivia Street. Okay, we're going to go to, I'm going to jump over and I'm going to go to 9B. It's going to be 18 Olivia Street, informal discussion to use the space as a practice site for 2 to 5 musicians. Who's this? Pamela.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I have a, I'm representing the Giordano's on this property. They're the owners, Lou and Ilya.
Right.
And I have a proposed tenant. He's a middle-aged man, gets together with a few gentlemen, and they'd like a practice site, basically. No entertainment, no visitors. Would be finished up, I'd say 9:30 at the latest. So that's it. Well, it is. Okay. In the past, it's been used as a dance studio for many years with music. And then after that, a church, which also had music.
Okay, Ryan, that was the only thing. I mean, look, people practice, musicians, my kids all took music, so it was nothing to have people practice in your own home. But this is, you know, a place of business that has surrounding mm-hmm. businesses, and knowing that's where it was before. Ryan, do you have any comments towards this?
Well, because there really aren't any other businesses right. that close.
Well, okay. It's certainly unique use, Mr. Chairman. It's not probably something that's specifically considered by your regulations. I looked at this in some detail before, and the best example I could come up with, at least by definition, would be a theater, which is a special exception use in the CDD. Ms. Mateo, or Ms. Matto, excuse me, is hoping, I believe, that the commission would more or less acknowledge that the temporary use, or the low volume or low mm-hmm. intensity use of a band practice would be more or less consistent with the most previous use of the property, I guess would be a church, and be able to go on their way. And it's, the regulations do allow for this commission to make determinations on the nature of uses. I think it's useful for them to be in front of you to have that discussion, just because it doesn't fit neatly into your regulations. And there is the component for noise.
And I don't think we've seen anything like this before, because I don't think anybody thought twice about it before. So it doesn't make it right, but you know, it's been brought to us. I don't have any issues with it. Does anybody else have any comments that maybe we're missing? Anybody at all?
I think it's pretty close to a continuation of uses.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly, Dave, that's exactly what we thought.
Cozy corner bar.
Yeah.
My question that I would have is, what are the hours of operation?
Up to 9:30 at night.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hey, anything we can do to bring live music downtown?
It's really basically before us as an informal discussion with no formal application. Was just trying to get the feeling of the commission whether one was needed or not. I don't see a need for one, but the timing is the only other issue I have, is the time. But that's, you know, we have noise ordinances in town and everything that regulate that type of stuff.
So, Dave? Mr. Chairman, if I could summarize this, and that the thought process from what I'm hearing is that this would be more or less a continuation of the previous use of the property.
Yes.
Perhaps even less intense than mm-hmm. a church, because you have no real traffic issues, no real parking demand. Mm-hmm. And obviously a church has a musical component that probably operates more frequently perhaps than what the than what they're seeking. So
I agree.
Okay, I agree too. We don't think it's a problem, Pamela.
Okay,
it's,
great.
It's a continuation of use and it's less intensive. That's kind of the pulse of the commission here.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
There, okay.
Barbara, do you think a motion might be appropriate for this, or do you think it just a general acknowledgement is fine?
I think the general acknowledgement is fine because it's just the continuation. Okay. As the commission is finding that it's a continuation, actually a less intensive use than what was there mm-hmm. before. So I think it's fine.
Okay.
So
the volume reasonable.
Thanks, ma'am.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. The next item on the agenda, 49 Burtville Avenue, complaint of a zoning violation, discussion and possible action. Okay, this came before us. Everybody knows about it. Everybody's heard about it 15 different ways. And we had an application that was sent to probably everybody in town that there was a zoning violation at 49 Burtville Avenue. And I would defer to Drew because I have, does it still exist? Do we have a zoning violation? And how do we prevent it from starting up moving forward? And I'll ask that of Ryan and Barbara and Drew and anybody to chime in at any point in time. Because to me, it's okay to say, yeah, we have a violation. Yeah, we messed up and we're not doing that anymore. But if nothing's moved, nothing's emptied and stuff is still there, the violation could continue at any point in time. So what's to stop that? Since there is no zoning enforcement officer in town now and it's us and our engineers on, what's to stop that and prevent that
Mr.
from
Chairman,
happening? Again.
Mr.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, Dave.
We received this complaint over a month ago.
Right.
Has the city conducted an investigation on this? And if so, I'd like to see the written report on that.
Mr. Chairman, Attorney Dominic Thomas represents the property owners here.
Yeah.
Once it was clarified to me what the report is, I requested a meeting. I met with
what report?
The complaint, the anonymous complaint, the whatever it was, two-paragraph anonymous complaint, which was given to me finally after about a month and a half. And I requested a meeting. I went to a meeting with the mayor.
Excuse me, attorney. I asked the chairman a question if the city has conducted an investigation and if we have a written report. And I'd like an answer to that question.
Okay. I do not have a written report. If I had one, I would have forwarded it to the members.
Thank you.
So anyway, I was given what evidence they had. It was not a written report. It was pictures of photographs and other complaints that apparently had come in anonymously, I'm not sure. And they were from 2 years ago. I had informed the property owner and that basically my investigation had revealed that the use, if you go down there, there's a lot of automobile repair uses. And I told them there's no ability to have a use of a social club or anything like that. And the fact that anybody was gathering there, or if it was being used to repair motorcycles, that would be okay. But I asked several times whether or not there was any complaint about it ongoing right now. And I was told that the only information they had was information that was 1 to 2 years ago. And that was it. And because I asked for all the evidence I could be that was presented to the town zoning department or anything, and there was a folder there, and they showed me the folder. There was nothing current.
Okay, Dominic, before you go any further, I heard, and I have not seen, I have no pictures, but I have no, but I heard from numerous people that a couple of weeks ago there was a big birthday bash held there, and it was publicized as a big birthday party there. I mean, I didn't know we repair motorcycles on birthday parties. I'm just trying to see that, okay, there's an issue here. If it was an issue before and it's cease and desisted, what were they giving a zoning letter of compliance for? What actually is supposed to be there? I don't have that data. I mean, what did our CEO give them in their application at 49 Birdville to use their space as? I don't have it. I don't know. If it's a motorcycle repair shop, where's their dealer license? Do they repair motorcycles? Do they have stuff, or is it really a clubhouse? I don't know. I'm just trying to find out what was it authorized to have, and what is it being used now? And because we have a zoning violation before us, whether it's anonymous or not, I don't care if the Pope signed it or nobody signed it. I don't care. We have a notation that, hey, there's a zoning violation, or we think there is. Who's going to address it? And it happens to be this commission right now. So I'd like to know what is it approved for? What's supposed to be there? We'll go as far as saying, what does the lease say that's supposed to be there? I don't know. I don't know what is in our authority to go find all this stuff out so we can say, okay, you're supposed to have A. If you have anything other than A, you can't have it. I mean, that's a fair question, I think.
Correct.
Really is. It's a fair question to ask, and I'm surprised the property owner's not here. And if you're representing them, then you can speak to that.
Well, when this first came up, I immediately sent a letter, email, to the corporation counsel, to the administrative assistant, to everybody that I could, and said, I'm willing to sit down and discuss it and go over what the situation is, and I never heard back until...
Okay. That's all well and good, Dominic, but I've asked some very pointed questions right now. What is it, if there's zoning, they went to a zoning enforcement officer to get a zoning compliance letter, what is it authorized for? And I'm asking that as our city or anybody who can tell us, what is it authorized for to have there?
It's my understanding that there was a discussion, and that, this is only hearsay because I wasn't involved, there was a discussion on the use of it to have this group, the motorcycle group, be able to use the garage to meet and repair, work on their motorcycles, and discuss with each other. The property down there had been a repair garage. There is no requirement in such a use that was repairing it. There was consultation with, and Ryan is here, so I was told there was consultation with Ryan and Marjorie Shamsky, who was the attorney at the time. I have never seen anything.
But now the consultation is, what were they asked if was okay to put there, and what was really put there might be two different things here, and that's what we're here to figure out. Correct. We're trying to figure out what was here.
A better question, Mr. Chairman, is what was previously there.
Right.
Attorney Thomas is referring to continuation of a repair shop. What repair shop was there prior?
That's why these are questions I'm asking.
And what evidence do you have that there was one? Because I know otherwise.
Okay. To the specific site, I can. I do know that that whole area is full of the whole area, which was made a pre-existing.
I'm talking about this specific garage.
Forget that. A pre-existing non-conforming is one thing, but what's in the area is a general what's in the area. I don't buy that. What was allowed there before? What was pre-existing? What is allowed to be used there now?
The uses in the building, in the complex of buildings that are owned by my client, involve body shops, automotive repair, offices, warehousing. They were all made pre-existing legal non-conforming uses by what I consider a really, well, I won't go with there, changing the zone over this area that included also the other property that is off of Chapel Street into a residential zone. But that's what was done. But the fact of the matter is the complex of buildings, the uses in the uses that are still down there are body shops, automotive repair. And so it doesn't make any difference whether it's in Bay A or Bay B, because it's all owned by the same person.
Oh, yeah, yes, it does. Because if you're going to expand a automotive repair shop you need to notify Department of Motor Vehicles of that, and you would also have to go before Planning and Zoning Commission to expand a non-conforming use. Two strikes against you on that. And plus, that particular building was never used for automotive repair, and you should know that.
Then I think that if there is a zoning violation, you ought to proceed, or if you want to continue to investigate it. I wrote immediately and got no response from anybody.
I want to investigate it because I don't know what's down there. And I don't think anybody on the commission really knows what's down there. And that's why I had thought that when that complaint was received and we postponed the July meeting, that an investigation was pursued. Now, Mr. Chairman, you know, you have to assign somebody to conduct this investigation. I think the Corporation Council should be involved in it, and we'll go from there.
Dave, I tend to agree it should be something taken on by the city to figure out what's going on
there. Well, it has to be.
Again, it's not the purpose of this commission. It's the purpose of this commission to determine whether there's a zoning violation, but without the facts, we can't determine that.
Right. I mean, I was just about to say, clearly what you need is evidence as to what
Correct.
Was said previously, because there's disagreement about that. And then what is going on currently?
I totally agree. That's why I'm asking the questions.
You know, I would like to separate the two. The complaint was made, I think, in June of this year. What was happening there in June? And then we could proceed from there as to what's happening there now. Okay, but the complaint really goes back to June. And that's where the investigation, I think, needs to start. It could go back earlier than that. And I'm sure it'll go back to 2016 with letters from Attorney Shamsky. And in January of 2017 with a response by Ryan McAvoy to a question that was asked of him. But we really need to get some documentation on this before we can make any intelligent decision, okay?
I tend to agree, because we don't know.
Ted, would you, as chairman, would you consider a motion then to request that the Corporation Council and our city engineer conduct that investigation both into the complaint into the current uses there and the past uses there, and bring a report back to the commission?
Absolutely. I'd second that motion. Absolutely. And continue it till next, and continue this and keep it open until next month. Absolutely. Yeah, because I agree with Dave. I don't think we're well equipped to handle what's going on there. Okay. It's an anonymous complaint of a zoning violation. Well, what is that? You know, and we don't typically what would happen in, Dave, hold on one second. Typically what would happen in the past was we would send our zoning enforcement officer down there to investigate. We don't have one. So in lieu of that, would I like Corp Counsel and our city engineer, and Drew, you're here from the mayor's office, somebody from the city to go out and investigate all this and come back to us next month? Absolutely. I think we have to. And as far as anything that Dominic's thrown out about what was zoned before and what's zoned now, if the property owner wants to sit down and have a discussion about what he plans to do with the property, because he has a ready, willing, and able tenant, we'd be more than happy to sit down with anybody. We welcome that with open arms. We do it all the time. So that's a non-issue as far as I'm concerned.
If the property owner has evidence as to what was going on beforehand, we would like to.
Barbara, these are things that I'm asking. What was the lease signed for? What was
photographs?
Right.
Affidavits. You know, whatever is pertinent. Right.
How about looking into the building department files for that property for documentary evidence?
Obviously, we would look into all of that.
Of course.
But.
Mr. Chairman, you have a motion.
That might not tell the whole story.
Okay, there's been a motion made and seconded. Any further discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Mr. Chairman, can you just
repeat? Yes, Glenn.
Steve, just repeat the motion, please. In all the other peripheral discussions, I lost the context of the motion.
So,
go ahead, Steve.
The motion was to request that the corporation or the planning and zoning attorney and our engineering counsel consultant perform an investigation both into the complaint, into the existing uses in that building, and the past uses in that building, and present that to us as a report at the September meeting.
That's what I wanted to understand. So in lieu of having a zoning enforcement do the investigation as would be normal practice, we are now asking Corporation Counsel and the city engineer to do such investigation.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I seconded it. Any discussion? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, payment of bills, if deemed correct. I move that we pay bills if deemed correct. I think there's a
second.
One or two. Made and seconded, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, thank you, everybody. I appreciate you joining.
Good night.
We get a better turnout now that we're having a Zoom meeting. This is great. So no matter where anybody is, they can dial in. I like it. Thank you very much. Thank you for your participation. I appreciate it.
Thank you.